This is The Week in Fake News with
Adam Made Male.
Seamless.
Oh, well, if you listened to Paraffin Brekkie last year, you will know that we had Adelaide Male on the show each and every week with the lovely Dan.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, unfortunately, Dan is not going to be with us this year. He hasn't died. I realised how that was sounding as I started speaking.
I mean, his career has.
Here on the show.
Yeah. We have decided to do a poor man's version, and we've brought in our very own highly talented Adam Connolly.
How awesome is it to be the Wish.com Adelaide Male?
Yeah, we say the poor version because we have no money to pay you, but you've graciously decided that you will do this.
I've scoured the news and found a few things to chat about from around our area.
Good.
Sounds good, hey? Hello, guys.
Good morning.
You guys look great, by the way.
Thank you.
Matching again. Are you guys like... Anyway. Big news is COVID, of course, and the gap between booster shots has been reduced to 3 months in South Australia It's hoped the directive will better tackle the Omicron wave, which, side note, in 15 years will be the name of a surf shop in Port Elliot.
Yes.
That's for sure. So every 3 months now. So for renters, it's another prick you have to see 4 times a year.
Hey.
So that's book that in. Very nice. Schools are hoping to introduce a hybrid return to the school year. As schools go back, reception years 7, 10, 11 and 12, I believe, are allowed back earlier than the rest. It wasn't the first hybrid education proposal, though, with one in the department saying they were going to bring in the Aidens. So all of the Jaden, Baden, Braden, Hayden, Aiden, Laden, Raiden, Sladen all stay at home and then the rest go, not because they're more likely to spread COVID, but because they're probably going to be the shit kids. So
I'm glad you said it because I was thinking it. Yeah.
Temperatures across SA are set to stay high over the weekend, but some parts of the state will also experience about 100 mils of rain as the remnants of Tropical Cyclone Tiffany head south. I dated Tropical Cyclone Tiffany in 1996. So it'll feel a bit like Queensland. It's suggested that those that missed out on the authentic Cairns experience over the last couple of years due to COVID go out in the rain, stand out in the Colonnades car park while a shirtless German man with a sharp-toothed necklace steals your wallet. It's just like being in Cairns.
Or just like being part of my dating life 2 years ago.
It's your Tinder profile, basically. And in news close to our hearts, guys, Bertha the Bunyip turns 50 next week.
Yes. So excited.
Look, she's no oil painting, but who is, you know? I mean, you two, you're gorgeous, but, you know, I get it. The oil actually is from the hydraulics. Despite having a head like a half-sucked mango, a face like a dropped pasty, think Suzanne Boyle after a fire, despite all that, she's won our hearts. What a pioneer Bertha was. One of the first big things back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, she's no cozy come lately rhino at tail and bend. She's the OG. She's also a trans icon when not many of those are around.
True.
50 years ago, Bertha was assigned male at birth, and now look at her. She's fabulous. And so scary as an attraction, I've seen a 3-year-old literally poo down their own leg in fear. So what an investment in our community. So to celebrate Big Bertha's big birthday in true Murray Bridge fashion, what do? I guess we go to Drake's, get a $4 cake, some Cabana, go over to the boozer and get a box of Tramina Riesling and let's head down the park. Celebrate Bertha. Perfect.
I'm absolutely on board with that. I think it's a dry zone in Sturt Reserve, but I could be wrong.
I'm tired from laughing. Thank you so much, Adam. That was great.
Adamade Mayol.
Yeah.
We need to find some money to pay this man. We'll see you next Friday.